Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Hastings, Nebraska farmer Lynn Crisp is the incoming president of the National Corn Growers. He'll officially take over the duties on October 1st after serving as first vice president of the NCGA. He talks about what he feels are some of the chief responsibility of the position.
To represent NCGA, you know, to be the lead voice for our membership, and membership is running past 40,000 dues-paying members these days, and so there's a lot of folks around the countryside that are relying on the president to do a good job in representing their issues, points of view, you know, that we have developed through our policy development processes.
One of the many projects he'd like NCGA to continue working on is the year-round sale of E15. Chris says there's a big opportunity to boost the agricultural economy because of greater demand for higher octane fuel.
Autos being required to meet higher and higher standards for the CAFE requirements, then need a higher octane component in their fuel in order to gain that efficiency that they need for, you know, upping their average mileage requirements for their fleet.
Farm bill is another item the group is keeping a close eye on as the current farm bill expires at the end of September.
The farm bill is the vehicle by which, you know, we garner the authorizations for such things as crop insurance, for one, and crop insurance is the number one priority for NCGA as identified by our membership. And so that is necessary and a priority for us. And beyond crop insurance, there's some provisions in there for some fixes for our county that was highly utilized in this past farm bill, in that it's a desire to move over to the risk management agency for the data acquisition and the calculations of the support payments through ARC County.
He says the 2018 farm bill needs to maintain flexibility for producers who choose between ARC and PLC because the parameters for choosing one program over the other have changed. The farm bill also deals with developing more overseas markets for American agricultural products.
This farm bill also carries full funding for the market access program and foreign market development. And that's another high point of interest for NCGA, that funding for trade and market development actually continues, because we export a significant amount of the crop that we grow, and we really, really need access to those foreign markets. And that is one of the reasons why we've been so heavily involved and vocal, you know, against the tariffs that this administration has been using that for agriculture. I realize that there's other components to trade packages, but at least for agriculture, where that's a real demand destroying move and constricts our markets that we need so badly.
Lynn Crisp of Hastings, Nebraska, the incoming president of the National Corn Growers Association. He starts the new position on October 1st. China reported another 4 cases of African swine fever. The trade website MeetingPlace.com says that brings the total number of cases to 13 since the virus was first found in the country last month. Stick around, we'll head inside Ag Country coming up next.